This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Youthful Energy, providing you with a unique energy support of pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause. Age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years. With a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for questions. We're here in the doctor's office, ready to receive your phone calls, your questions, and above all, your comments, because, well, the big news this week, it's all about vaccines. And we're going to talk about vaccines. We're going to talk about the usual stuff that we talk about here on Intelligent Medicine, some great stories about nutrition and high-tech medicine, the best of all of those together we call Intelligent Medicine. 877-726-8255. We're going to approach the vaccine question. Vaccines becoming available this week. It's a remarkable achievement. What may be foremost in your mind is, should you take the vaccine? And for next week's newsletter, I wrote an article entitled Unanswered Questions About the Vaccine. I'm going to give you a preview of what I'll be talking about in the newsletter article. 877-726-8255. We invite your questions. You can call us right here on the program. We're here and available to answer your questions. And, you know, it's a remarkable achievement, really. We have to acknowledge that. The development of the vaccine, you know, whether you have skepticism about vaccines in general, or whether you're an early adopter, maybe you think the vaccine is the next best thing to PlayStation 5 because it's going to be the in-demand holiday gift that is virtually unattainable. There's a priority list already for those who are at high risk, and although they're issuing millions and millions of these vaccines, over, they're going to be rolling them out over the next few weeks, it's only going to be accessible to the folks who are at the highest risk, people in nursing homes and also health professionals. And by the way, health professionals on the front line are very susceptible to getting it. A recent study suggests that they have seven times the likelihood of acquiring COVID-19. Fortunately, the vast majority of health professionals are relatively young and fit, but there have been some tragic cases of health professionals dying of COVID-19. You know, it's on a par, if we look historically, with the Manhattan Project, threatened with the risk of the Germans developing an A-bomb before us, and in spite of the fact that they were losing the war, ultimately coming back and winning the war with a destructive atomic bomb, the exigency of beating the Allies compelled us to beat them in the race to harness the devastating power of the atom. It was a remarkable achievement. It just happened over the span of a very few years, and nobody thought that they could do it, and then they did. It was a top-secret program, and you can read about it. It's an amazing story. Later, when polio was the scourge of the post-war generation, and those of us who were baby boomers, we grew up in an atmosphere where we were among the first to receive the polio vaccine, because in the 1940s, we had the poster boy for polio. We had FDR, who had a devastating case of polio that caused him to have paralysis. Not that many people knew it, because the press was very circumspect about reporting things about the president. in contrast to the current day. Researchers devised an effective vaccine that vanquished the crippling disease in a remarkable feat of technological mastery. And then, when AIDS loomed as an incurable and variably fatal disease, drug developers' ingenuity ushered in therapies that turned into a manageable chronic disease. It's incredible. There's just so many HIV-positive survivors, and they're doing okay. I mean, they have some problems, but it is a manageable chronic disease. Who'd have thunk it in the 1980s when people just, it was a death sentence. And now in a seeming tour de force of medical research, Big Pharma has stepped up with unprecedented speed to deliver vaccines that offer us the prospect of bringing a speedy conclusion to the COVID-19 pandemic. We can actually envision a time when all the lockdowns and all the masks may be behind us. This could happen sometime next year. Next year might be a much better year than 2020. And the main vaccines, those by Pfizer and Moderna, Pfizer's vaccine just approved today, harness an elegant technology based on a novel RNA platform. Now, novel is good, but also novel has some perils associated with it because we've never developed a vaccine based on RNA. RNA is a messenger that sends a message to our cells to crank out proteins. You take DNA and then RNA gloms onto it. RNA is sent to ribosomes within the cells, and these ribosomes become factories for certain proteins. And what they're making is a fragment of messenger RNA which codes instructions for synthesis of antibodies to the spike protein of SARS-CoV-2. So they're actually making artificially the spike protein. They're not making the virus, because if they made the virus, they would just be making people sick with the vaccine, but they're making the spike protein, which is the method of attachment of the virus. And then the body's immune system recognizes the spike protein and it develops an immune reaction to the spike protein. And when it does that, in theory, and now according to preliminary tests, can inhibit the docking of the virus on our cells. It prevents it from actually getting into our system and wreaking havoc. The nice thing about this new novel RNA platform, it doesn't require inoculation to eggs, which takes billions of eggs and takes a lot of time to incubate. And that's the old-fashioned method, the slow way that vaccines were produced. You can simply print the RNA, and through some amazing high-tech platform that aggregates the nucleotides, the alphabet of RNA, in kind of a chemical soup. Now, the additional obstacle for RNA vaccines was how to deliver them, because RNA is very fragile. It breaks down easily. And what they did was they encapsulate the RNA packets. It's kind of like liposomal delivery of, you know, they have it for curcumin and they have it for certain nutraceuticals. These RNA packets are micro-encapsulated in lipid envelopes, which resist degradation until they're taken up by the immune system, where they then initiate a precision strike against the part of the virus that enables it to attack our cells. I hail the accomplishment. It's amazing, especially in view of the devastation the virus is causing. I mean, if this was a low-stakes thing, if it was like, okay, a cure for the common cold, I'd say, okay, you know, let's be ultra-cautious about introducing this vaccine. But we have emergency authorization. It's only been a few months that the vaccine has been tested, and that's a problem. I'm cautious. The vaccines were produced in record time and with approvals expedited, and that's insufficient to spot significant issues with effectiveness or safety. You know, it's phenomenal that they've got a 90-plus percent efficacy, but invariably, and I've seen this with virtually every drug that I've looked at during my entire medical career, when you go from the preliminary testing and approval phase to the what's called post-marketing phase, when you unleash a drug or a vaccine on the general populace, it's never quite as good as it's chalked up to be. It's never quite as effective, and also harm can emerge. And the math is daunting because, I mean, they tested on 30,000 subjects, which sounds like a lot, but they want to deploy the vaccine on 300 million Americans. Do the math. That's a 10,000-fold multiplication, and it astronomically increases the chances that unanticipated side effects or gaps in efficacy will emerge. So the stakes are high, and it may be worth it, but pretty soon millions of Americans will be faced with the decision, should I take the vaccine? And there may even be a choice of which vaccine to take, because there's the competition is on for which vaccine is safest, most effective, and which one will be delivered in sufficient quantity for Americans to take. We'll talk more about the vaccine. We got lots more to cover on today's edition of Intelligent Medicine. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch. That's drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch for Biomega Fish Oil. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. We've got lots to talk about here on Intelligent Medicine. I long for the day when we don't have to talk about COVID-19, but it's the elephant in the room. It's in the news, and the big news this week is about the vaccines. It's an amazing thing that here we are just months into the pandemic, and we already have a vaccine. It's an awesome achievement, but it also inspires some skepticism because with emergency authorization and expedited approvals, there could be some problems with the vaccines that now millions of people are going to take. And we're embarking on a medical experiment of unprecedented scale. And there's a certain amount of vaccine skepticism out there. A significant percentage of health professionals surveyed were leery of the new vaccine. And recently, in a survey, half of firefighters in New York City, 55%, declared themselves refuseniks. They said, well, some of them did it for altruistic reasons. They said, we're okay, we're young, we're healthy, we don't need the vaccine, we'd rather other people take it. But other firefighters have said, yeah, I just as soon not take my chances with the vaccine. Now, there are a lot of committed anti-vaxxers out there who've mobilized to spread what I consider premature, irresponsible rumors about the vaccine's potential dire effects. Which I disagree with. I think we need to wait and see, trust but verify. But on the other hand, we shouldn't uncritically trust obligatory reassurances by health authorities about the vaccine safety. We need full transparency about the vaccine so that the public you, the public, can make informed decisions as discerning medical consumers. And what we don't need are mandates. You know, this isn't North Korea, Russia, China, or Iran, where they can order the populace virtually at gunpoint to do stuff. But overzealous legislators are already preparing the ground for a universal vaccine requirement. And true to form, right here in my hometown of New York City, that's where some of the worst ideas are emanating from. State legislator Linda B. Rosenthal, who I think represents is the Upper West Side of Manhattan, proposes that a vaccine mandate be enacted if it's somehow determined that the pandemic is, quote, not sufficiently controlled. She's introduced a bill in the Albany legislature which gives the government, the state government, the right to tell people, otherwise healthy individuals, that they need to get the vaccine if there's a certain threshold. And we know how that works. You know, there's a certain threshold, the school's closed. If there's a certain threshold of people being sick, now the restaurants are being closed. There's no more indoor dining. And it's all based on statistics and modeling and prediction. And we have little trust in the wisdom and scientific acumen of politicians. It's a really bad idea. It's only going to stiffen resistance to the vaccine and unleash innumerable court challenges to the edict's constitutionality. But even if universal mandates aren't deployed by law, there still will be ways to compel the vaccine's adoption. Think about it. Say you want to book an international flight, apply to a university, get a new job, or merely get back to your workplace if you've been working remotely. It may be required that you produce a, quote, vaccine certificate. And there's no preventing an airline or a school or an employer from requiring that. It's perfectly legal. So other questions remain unanswered about the vaccine. For example, what if you've already had COVID-19? Will the vaccine be necessary? And how will you know if you've had it, if you maybe you had a bad flu-like illness last winter before tests were available? So even if your antibodies don't show up because they've waned, you may still harbor some latent immunity in your T cells. So these are questions that remain unanswered. We're going to have to address those questions amidst the rollout of the vaccine. A lot more questions to address. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. And you're listening to the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, postnasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol.
Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, as well as Amazon.com. For a complete list of retailers, visit clear.com. That's XLEAR.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255. You can step directly into the doctor's office and you can pose a question. Also, 877-726-8255 entitles you to record a question. We'll take some of those recorded questions a little later, momentarily. But you ever think of cheese as a brain food? That's the astonishing conclusion of a study performed at the Food Science and Human Nutrition Department at Iowa State University. It was a survey that links the consumption of certain foods to preservation of brain function. Now, you might say, well, let's see, broccoli? Wonderful antioxidants. Fish, rich in omega-3 fatty acids. Those are logical candidates. Beets, because they increase nitric oxide and promote circulation. Garlic, because of its beneficial properties. But no, this study found a remarkable association between wine and cheese consumption and preservation of cognitive functioning. That's pretty amazing. Participants answered questions about their food and alcohol consumption and then went through follow-up assessments. And cheese, by far, was shown to be the most protective food against age-related cognitive problems, even late into life. The daily consumption of alcohol, particularly red wine, was related to improvements in cognitive function. Don't drink an entire bottle, but, have a glass. Weekly consumption of lamb, but not other red meats, was shown to improve long-term cognitive prowess, but excessive consumption of salt was bad. So, what's going on there? What is it about cheese that might have beneficial effects on the brain? Well, cheese contains what are called casomorphins. If that sounds a little like morphine, you're right, because cheese is addictive and it just tastes so good. And there's nothing like the smell of, I walk by a pizza place, walking down the street, and just the smell of the cheese is, goes directly to a certain place in your brain, a pleasure center. And it's true that these casomorphins cross the blood-brain barrier and attach to dopamine receptors in your brain. Dopamine is about pleasure and reward. But also, these casomorphins may have antioxidant capabilities. So, therefore, there may be some benefits. They also have antioxidant properties. There's vitamin K in cheese. And there's something called CLA, conjugated linoleic acid, which may lower inflammation. And according to some studies, promotes heart health, perhaps circulatory health in the brain. So despite the high amount of saturated fat, cheese may be beneficial in relatively small amounts. No, not Kraft American cheese slices, but high quality cheese that is made without chemical additives. Fascinating study. Here's an item of how to give your immune system a boost. There's a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, liquid wild oil of oregano, one of the most extraordinary natural nutraceuticals. It's combined with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor in Future Farms wild oil of oregano, which supports a variety of health benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Future Farms, the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste, makes it more palatable, because oregano can be a little challenging, but in this form, it goes down easy. while giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces it in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Wild olive oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Okay, 877-726-8255 is our number. Let's hear what we have on the call board.
I just received a prescription for something that's supposed to help with pain, which I'm very suspicious about. It's called gabapentin. I'm supposed to eventually be taking 6 of these pills every night, which scares me to death. I am more interested in getting a vaccine or a cure if I ever have COVID or when that vaccine comes out. And I'm concerned that if these pills are in my system, and I don't know how long the pills remain in my system, if they were to tell me that there was something available but they couldn't give it to me because I have gabapentin in my system, I'm very concerned before I start taking these pills. It does talk about blood organ problems, not for most people, but in the event that I would get COVID, would this make my conditions worse for my organs if I'm taking gabapentin? I don't have to take it for life and death matters. Thank you so much.
Okay. So the question is about gabapentin, which is also known as Neurontin, which is a non-narcotic pain reliever. It was originally developed for treatment of peripheral neuropathy and fibromyalgia, and it works to a small degree in terms of reducing pain. It's not that effective, but it's somewhat effective, and it's kind of like, you know, you pays you money and you take your chances, give it a shot, see if it works. It can cause drowsiness. It can cause people to feel sort of a hangover if they take it. High doses are inadvisable for the elderly because they don't metabolize it that well, and it can build up in the system, and it can make you feel really schloggy. Will it have an impact on COVID-19, either making the disease worse? Probably not. Will it have an impact on the vaccine? Probably not. They certainly won't tell people who – there's so many people out there taking Neurontin that they wouldn't say, oh, you know, all the people, the, you know, hundreds of thousands or millions of people taking Neurontin, oh, you're not eligible for the vaccine. You know, we'll have to leave you vulnerable to COVID-19 because you're taking this medication. So from that standpoint, it's okay to try. I mean, there's certainly, you know, a lot of natural ways to address pain with natural anti-inflammatories. Certain types of pain respond to higher doses of B vitamins, B12, thiamine. There are some ways to address pain naturally. CBD is one of my favorites, cannabidiol. I think that's worth a try before you opt for a pharmaceutical drug if you want to address pain. CBD is an extract of hemp. It's not the THC, the hallucinatory part of hemp. It doesn't impair driving or performance of motor function, but it can have a very nice effect on pain, either applied topically or taken internally. That might be the right move for you. 877-726-8255, our number. Okay, here's the bad news. Over 73% of U.S. adults are now overweight or obese. I mean, I kind of chuckle at these reports because it's getting to the point where it's a rarity to find someone of normal weight. And, you know, I've said this from time to time, is that, you know, in the future, in the year 2100, you know, like there's these dioramas in the museums, you know, sometimes they show like cavemen, you know, in the dioramas, and they may say, you know, 2100, a little kid's going with his mother to the Museum of Natural History, and he looks at a diorama, and there's a 21st century man of normal weight, and this, mommy, look, look how thin that man is. You know, it's like, and mom might say, yes, that's the way people used to be in the beginning of the 21st century, but now everybody is like us. Everybody is a butterball. Our obesity rate is up by half since 1999, 2000. So that's only 20 years. Nearly 10% are severely obese. Of course, that's a risk factor for COVID-19 because there's a direct correlation between overweight and susceptibility to the dire effects of COVID-19, hospitalization or death. There's another study. It's entitled the Helsinki Businessmen Study, done in Finland. And it's kind of a simple concept. It's entitled Association of Midlife Body Composition with Old Age Health-Related Quality of Life, Mortality, in other words, the risk of dying, and attaining the age of 90 years of age. It's a 32-year study, and they looked at folks in middle age, men in this case, the study entirely done in men. And what they found is the desirable body composition, in other words, more muscle and less fat at midlife, was associated with lower mortality. Well, it kind of intuitively makes sense. But also increased odds of reaching 90 years of age. In contrast, higher body fat percentage at midlife was inversely associated. In other words, the opposite. More body fat, less likelihood of having a higher quality of life attaining the age of 90. And they say, in the usual understated way of scientific studies, these results suggest that body composition at midlife has long-standing consequences for longevity and quality of life in old age. And I say, duh. So, yeah, how do you increase muscle mass? You continue to exercise. How do you decrease body fat? Diet, exercise. And some people are working against genetic susceptibility to overweight. That's for sure. But it all goes to show you that a little extra discipline and effort can pay off in terms not just of the quantity of years, but the quality of years later in life. 877-726-8255 is a number for Intelligent Medicine.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged garlic extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com.
Naturally occurring black pigments in vegetables, spices, and seeds have been found to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I'm excited about what I think may be the next big thing in anti-inflammatory supplements, a brand new, all-natural daily preventative against a host of possible inflammatory issues. Black for Health liquid extract from Future Farm Botanicals. Black for Health combines four plant-based foods, black garlic, black radish root, black cumin seed, and black peppercorn, containing high levels of body-ready healing botanicals. Black for Health supports your liver, skin, cholesterol, blood pressure, and weight management, circulation, and immunity. It's a tasty supplement with liposome complex for optimal absorption. For more information or to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's myfuture. Farm, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And if you're listening and you want to weigh in with questions or comments about the vaccine or whatever else is on your mind, call us at 877-726-8255 while we're on the air. Or if you're busy, maybe you're exercising, working out, shopping, taking a walk, 877-726-8255 will enable you to record a question, and we'll pick up on those questions later in a subsequent program. Lots of questions remain about the vaccine. And one of the most concerning questions from my standpoint is what happens if you've already had COVID-19? A fairly high percentage of people, particularly here in ground zero for COVID-19, which is New York City where I live, have had COVID-19. They estimate the percentage may be as high as 20% or 25%, and not enough to achieve the vaunted herd immunity that we're all looking to reach. But a lot of people have had it, have been exposed to it. So what happens if you take the vaccine and you've already had COVID-19? And I'm not sure that they've investigated that thoroughly enough, because there is a precedent for bad reactions when someone has already had COVID-19 and then they take a vaccine, or when someone has had a disease and then takes a vaccine against that disease. We don't yet know about COVID-19. So some people know they've had COVID-19. They tested positive. They were obviously sick. And other people may have had an asymptomatic case, or maybe they were sick way back in December or January of 2020, well before we recognized that COVID-19 was a phenomenon, and before we had tests. So they may have antibodies and an immune system memory for COVID-19. So what happens when you piggyback a vaccine onto your own natural immunity? It's really unclear, and there's certain vaccines that have backfired precisely because of that. The Limerix vaccine was supposed to be a Lyme disease vaccine. That would have been great, you know, because so many people are coming down with Lyme disease, and it's really terrible. But that vaccine crashed and burned, and now there are damages and lawsuits because some people may have been exposed to Lyme disease, then got the vaccine, then it kind of supercharged their immune reaction, and they developed an autoimmune syndrome with joint pain and fatigue that looked for all the world like a case of chronic Lyme disease. So that is a concern. Also, what about the durability of protection afforded by the vaccines? Will it be as robust as that acquired after an actual infection? If you have an actual infection, we don't even know how long the immunity will last. Maybe a few months, maybe a few years, maybe a lifetime. But it's unclear because this hasn't been around long enough. Will the immunity conferred by the vaccine dissipate after a few months? Will people require boosters, as with certain other diseases? Or will it be a one-shot deal? You know, take the vaccine, you know, you're one and done. And when they claim vaccine effectiveness, what does that mean? It means that people don't get as sick or very sick at all when they're exposed to COVID-19, but it doesn't mean that people can't get a case of COVID-19. And it's unclear whether this will reduce the spread of COVID-19, because maybe with the vaccine you can reduce your susceptibility to the symptoms of COVID-19, but maybe you'll be a carrier and still be able to propagate the infection. That's unclear, and so only time will tell. And most vaccine trials have exclusion criteria designed to protect the very sick, elderly, or frail. We don't want to experiment on people who are very, very vulnerable, but those are precisely the people who are going to be getting the vaccine in the first round. And will their immune systems react differently? We see that for the flu vaccine, for example. Will their faulty immune systems respond as well to the vaccine? And might it not be reasonable to expect that nutritional status, adequacy of certain vitamins like A, C, D, and E, or zinc and selenium, for example, could influence the uptake of the vaccine? It's already been demonstrated that certain micronutrient deficiencies are among the key determinants of whether elderly immunocompromised patients, say patients in nursing homes who don't have adequate vitamin D or zinc or whatever, or malnourished children who may not have adequate vitamin A, whether they respond to current vaccines like those for the flu or hepatitis or measles. That's been the case in the past. And it certainly would be reasonable to suspect that if you have a better nutritional status, you might have a better immune system that can take up and respond well to the vaccine, thus increasing vaccine effectiveness. So there's even a story in The Guardian, one of Britain's leading newspapers, that suggests that chemicals found in everyday products like perfluorocarbons may hinder our response to the vaccine. These are the so-called forever chemicals that are used to coat various things like nonstick pans. They're in the environment, they're in our bloodstreams. Could they reduce our ability to respond well to the coronavirus vaccine? That's unclear, and we're going to have to explore that as the vaccine is rolled out. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.